From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a news headline. There's continued diplomatic fallout over the Bush administration's decision to exclude Russia, Canada, Germany, and France from Iraqi reconstruction contracts. You'll get more details as this story develops later today on All Things Considered. Even if you don't know music, you've probably still heard of Stradivarius violins. Musicians cherish these instruments, produced more than 250 years ago, for their expert craftsmanship and distinctly rich sound. For many music professionals, the Stradivarius violins, old as they are far superior to instruments of today. Here to tell us what makes the Stradivarius violin so special is Ira Flatow. He's host of NPR's Science Friday and a regular Thursday guest here. Hi, Ira.
Hi, Alex.
There are all kinds of theories as to why Stradivarius violins sound better. What are they?
Well, you know, people have suggested it was the varnish that he used. Some say he soaked the wood in salt water. But Dr. Lloyd Burkle of the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University came up with an idea. He's a climatologist who studies the history of the weather and the climate, and he's thinking about this unique period of history in the Earth called the Maunder Minimum. Now, this was sometime between 1645 and 1715, when the climate was much cooler and much damper. He said, for some reason, I'm just sitting there at my computer. I begin to wonder about what would happen to trees growing during that cooler, wetter period. And he concludes that the longer winters and the cooler summers would cause the trees to grow slower. And so the tree rings in the wood would be spaced closer together. They'd grow more evenly, and they'd produce higher quality wood. And so Antonio Stradivari was born 1 year before the start of the Maunder Minimum. So it is likely, Burkle said, that he used the trees that grew during this cold climate. And so the combination of the climate, the producing exceptional wood, coupled with an era when violin makers were at their most skillful. This is also the era not only of Stradivari, but you had Guarneri and Amati, sort of the Cremona violin makers. This produces violins that can never be duplicated again because we don't have all of the factors coming together.
This is a pretty good theory. Is there any way to test it out and figure out if actually this is correct?
Well, I asked him about this. I said, have you gotten any reaction since you published this this idea? He says, it's hard to find old growth trees like this. Even if a violin maker wanted to grow, to make a violin with old kinds of wood like this, these trees no longer exist. The Stradivari trees came out of the Alps of Italy, where Stradivari cut them down. There are no more old-growth trees in Italy. Perhaps somewhere in northern Europe there might still be it. So he says, I'll put the word out. I'll publish my paper, which he did in a paper in a little journal called the Dendrochronologia. And he's waiting for the reactions to come in to see if somebody might take him up.
He's waiting for someone to send him some planks or something. Get busy, professor.
Well, he's not a violin maker. He says, well, maybe some violin makers. And, he knows his wife, he said, knows a scientist who is a violin maker. And he said, well, maybe I could believe that the wood would be stronger, but I'm not sure about the tonal quality, the exceptional tonal quality, but we'll never know until we make one.
I've got to ask you, there was actual real news this week about a report that says global warming might not be as new a problem as we think.
Yeah, we all think that global warming started with the Industrial Revolution, let's say the last 200 years. But there was a really interesting paper published by William Ruddiman at the University of Virginia. And he was able to trace back evidence of global warming going back as far as 8,000 to 10,000 years ago. And he did this by looking at trapped air bubbles out of ice drilling cores they took out of Antarctica. And he found that there is evidence that beginning 8,000 years ago, there were elevated levels of carbon dioxide. They were rising because of human activity. So we think 200 years? No. 8,000 years just when human activity, such as agriculture, cutting down the trees to create farmland, burning the trees, and then another little peak of methane 5,000 years ago, which is another greenhouse gas, came from the start of cultivating rice and flooding the rice paddies and creating more methane.
NPR Science Friday host Ira Flatow joins us Thursdays on Day to Day. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.